Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we close out the 12th week of the 2025 legislative session, I've got some good news and some bad news. Let's start with the good news. Yesterday, Governor Gianforte signed two bills that will protect women and young girls. The first was House Bill 121, a bill that requires men and women to use those restrooms, showers, locker rooms, and major sex-segregated facilities, like prisons, that conform to their biological sex. This is just one of similar bills sweeping the country in response to an outcry from women who keep running into men pretending to be women in these private spaces. The bill actually passed the House and Senate earlier this session and became effective immediately when the governor signed it. The Montana Family Foundation, the Alliance Defending Freedom, and the Independent Women's Voice all worked hard to get the bill passed and hailed it as a step in the right direction. This would put an end to situations like the one at Evergreen College, where a fully intact biological male, claiming to be a woman, exposed himself in a locker room to a junior swim team made up of 13-year-old girls. It would also disallow cases like the one in Bozeman, where a man pretending to be a woman raped a 16-year-old girl and then demanded to be housed in the women's section of the jail. These are just two examples of the insanity surrounding this issue, and we're glad that policymakers are listening to the public and taking action. The second bill, signed by Governor Gianforte, was House Bill 300, a bill banning biological males from competing in women's sports. With its passage, Montana becomes the 25th state to protect women's sports and restore the original intent of the protections afforded by Title IX. If the bill sounds familiar, it's because a similar bill was passed last session only to be thrown out by a liberal judge. This bill takes a slightly different tact and is bolstered by the fact that President Trump signed an executive order that withholds federal funding from any college that allows men to compete as women. Because of that executive order, the NC2A has also changed its policy with regard to women's sports. Ironically, the same issue is before the International Olympic Committee, as President Trump has directed the State Department to deny a visa to any male seeking to compete as a female in the upcoming Olympic Games in Los Angeles. So, that's the good news. Now for the bad news. Not surprisingly, the ACLU immediately filed suit to block House Bill 121 from taking effect. This follows a similar pattern that shows why judicial reform, i.e. judges running under a party affiliation, is so important. Groups like the ACLU cherry-pick liberal judges, in this case, the lawsuit was filed in Missoula, and ask those judges to enjoin the law while the case goes to trial. The outcome is predictable and predetermined because of the judge that they chose. In this case, they're going a step further and are literally asking the court to legislate from the bench by ruling that transgenders are a suspect class subject to strict scrutiny, the highest standard of review for any case that goes before the court. House Bill 121 was challenged immediately because it became effective as soon as the governor signed it. House Bill 300 was not challenged immediately because it doesn't take effect until October. It may also give the court some pause because of the financial implications. Are schools and colleges wedded to the transgender agenda enough to risk losing federal funding? Let's wait and see. The ball's in your court, judges. No pun intended. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.